I'm in conversation with Margaret Hunter, who talks in a separate podcast about her painting on the East Side Gallery called Joint Venture. In this discussion, we'll be talking about Margaret's involvement in some other East Side Gallery murals. Margaret, I understand that you made another painting with a fellow Scottish artist.
Yes, that was Peter Russell. He was visiting Berlin and he'd been given by name by the Goethe Institute in Glasgow. He contacted me and I told him about the East Side Gallery. I introduced him to Christine McLean, the organiser, and we ended up working beside each other. But I actually had a generous allocation of wall space for my main painting. There was one segment left over, so I suggested to Peter that we could make a joint venture and we could paint the segment together.
This mural is called Hands, which is its main motif. What made you choose this theme?
I'd made a painting on the very night the wall fell, a very dramatic and strongly coloured painting, and I named it Berlin, 9th of the 11th, 89. It was sold in London. It included hands stretching upwards. For me, a show of hands is a positive gesture. It can be choice, aspiration, or maybe even hope. So I was keen to repeat this idea.
Hands is unique amongst all the images at the East Side Gallery. Why is that?
Well, it's because it's the only original painting there today. It was conservatively restored in the mid-90s and again for the 20th anniversary celebrations in 2009. That was a major project. The whole of the East Side Gallery was renovated, parts were repaired and some murals repainted. However, Herr Schermeyer, the director of the renovation project, decided that Hans should once again be conserved.
It's now 2020 and the 30th anniversary of the East Side Gallery. I understand Hands will be conserved again.
Yes, because of its background and historical value, this painting will be professionally conserved again. As the artist of the motif Hands, I will fill in some small retouching paint marks, enough to make the subject recognisable. The top part of the painting, made by Peter, was out of reach of graffiti marks, so it's less deteriorated.
Why is this conservation important?
In my opinion, the value of this is twofold. In the first place, it preserves one segment of the physical structure and substrate, which is the history of the actual wall. Secondly, conservation of parts of the painting draws attention to the passage of time. So it represents the conceptual origins of the East Side Gallery, reminding us of the events and responses of 89 and 90. They signal the end of the Berlin Wall, and in a wider sense, it ended an extremely dramatic and dangerous period in world history.
Peter's own painting is called Himmel und Suche. What's your interpretation of his mural?
When I first knew Peter, he worked with collage, piecing parts together. To me, his painting Himmel und Suche seems related to this artistic method. First impression is of nefarious images and forms brought together in a celebratory kaleidoscope of colour. But looking deeper into the picture, the figure on the right-hand side has walked past objects. There's a horn, a lobster, astrological sun signs. Much of the action and directional lines and arrows emanate from a major circular form, while stars and smaller spheres move around it. Is it a solar system? Perhaps Himmel, but the figure, the Suche, is now leaving the painting, continuing his search, heading along the east side.
You were also involved in one of the most iconic works at the East Side Gallery. How did that happen?
Well, how the well-known painting of the Trabi, the Trabant car, came about is especially interesting for me. I was preparing the surface of my painting when a young East German girl, Birgit Kinder, jauntily drove her little Trabi car up onto the pavement beside me. She said she also wanted to make a painting on the wall. So I sent her along to the organisers for permission, but she was told there was no space left. She came back and told me this, but I was so taken by her enthusiasm that I offered her one of the segment part, which had been allocated to me. Copying the image directly from what looked like a car logbook, Birgit pictured the Trabi bursting through the wall from west to east. She then added the slogan, "Test the best." For East Germans, it evokes nostalgia going back to the time when people had to wait approximately 11 years after passing their driving test to own a little beloved car of the people. Along with the Brezhnev Honecker kiss, Testabess became one of the most iconic and popular images of the East Side Gallery.
Margaret, you've lived and worked in Berlin for 35 years now. The city and the East Side Gallery must have a special place in your heart.
Yes, the reason I came to Berlin, first of all, was really for postgraduate study at the UDK, or the HDK as it was then called. I studied under the influence of the well-known German artist George Baselitz. The experience completely changed my artwork, but also the life in divided Berlin. It paralleled my own life, which was split at the time between family life in Scotland and artwork in Berlin. I was fortunate to have exhibitions in London and Berlin, and in 1990, I received a call to invite me to participate at the East Side Gallery. I felt very honoured for this opportunity. And the action of painting at the East Side Gallery, it was a very innovative and unusual event, a joyful project, but with a serious context, because it represented a very precise moment of liberation. The East Side Gallery has accompanied me since 1990 and become one of the most significant parts of my artistic life. It provides an opportunity for reflection, for the celebration of a united Germany, and for the joyful expression of art. So yes, Berlin and the East Side Gallery hold a very special place in my heart.